Hello, my name is Jessica van Hoorn and I'm a pediatric rehabilitation physician at the Department of Rehabilitation of the University Medical Center Groningen in the Netherlands. I'm one of the authors of the paper Risk Factors in Early Life for Developmental Coordination Disorder, a Scoping Review, which will be published in the May 2021 issue of Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology. So, the paper deals with risk factors and developmental coordination disorder. What is DCD? Here you can see the official criteria of the DSM-5. In short, we're talking about children with trouble coordinating movements. This means they are less able to perform everyday activities compared to their peers, like learning how to write or getting dressed. It's estimated that about 5 to 6% of all children have DCD. What is known about risk factors and DCD? Well, actually, very little is known about it. The only consistently reported risk factor for DCD is preterm birth, and this was demonstrated in 2 systematic reviews that was published earlier on this theme. As knowledge about risk factors assists early identification, and early identification offers the opportunity for early intervention, our aim was to evaluate which socio-demographic, prenatal, perinatal and neonatal risk factors are associated with DCD. We included studies on children with DCD or children with a motor impairment diagnosed with a standardized test in the age range of 5 to 13 years. The studies had to address associations between risk factors, early life risk factors, and DCD. What did we find? Our search resulted in over 7,000 hits, but at the end only 36 studies met our inclusion criteria. Half of all the studies focused on children with preterm birth. All were cohort studies and almost all had level evidence 3. This letter implies that no firm conclusions can be drawn. We found highest evidence for 2 risk factors. First, male sex, but this was not a risk factor in the studies including preterm children. Second factor was preterm birth. Meta-analysis resulted in odds ratios with a range from 2.02 to 5.52. Lower evidence was found for parental subfertility, maternal smoking during pregnancy, postnatal corticosteroids, need of ECMO, retinopathy of the prematurity, abnormalities on MRI scans at term age, and an accumulation of perinatal or neonatal risk factors. We found 36 studies with a moderate level of evidence. This means that more research is urgently needed. The studies revealed that only 2 factors were consistently associated with DCD: being born preterm and male sex, at least in the general and full-term population. Other factors more inconsistently associated with DCD. Nonetheless, the picture emerges that early life risk factors for DCD resemble those for cerebral palsy, be it that the associations are less strong.